Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Here to recap Monday's action on the diamond to get you ready for a full Tuesday slate. So let's get to the news and notes from Monday. Some prospects were announced early Monday morning. Connor Norby of the Baltimore Orioles was recalled from AAA to replace Jorge Mateo, who was placed on a seven-day concussion IL after getting hit on the back of the head by Cedric Mullins. Norby hit 286 with nine home runs and seven stolen bases at AAA. Norby was 0 for 3 in his debut with two strikeouts on Monday. Adam Mazur will be called up to make his debut for the Padres on Tuesday and get the start. Mazur had a 3.86 ERA over 10 starts at AAA with 50 strikeouts and 51 and a third innings pitched. Josh Lowe of the Tampa Bay Rays is set to be activated on Tuesday as he returns from his oblique injury, facing close to the minimum stay on the IL. Jonathan Aranda will be sent back to AAA. Nolan Jones of the Colorado Rockies, who's been on the IL with a back injury and then had a detour with a knee injury from sliding during a rehab start, began his new rehab assignment on Sunday. He is expected to only need a few rehab outings before rejoining the Colorado Rockies. Victor Robles found a new team on Monday after being DFA'd by the Nationals. Robles was signed to a major league deal with the Mariners. He's expected to platoon in the outfield and primarily play versus left-handed pitching. Robles hit 120 with four stolen bases over 14 games for the Nationals this season. Brandon Marsh of the Philadelphia Phillies was placed on the IL with a hamstring injury, but early reports say it is not serious and that Marsh should only be sidelined for the minimum amount of 10 games. David Dahl was recalled and hit a home run in his first game with the Phillies. Cody Clemens of the Phillies was placed on the IL with back spasms, and Weston Wilson was recalled from AAA. Jose Urquidy was pulled from his recent rehab start with elbow issues. He got some doctor's opinions, and it appears he'll need Tommy John surgery. Urquidy's looking for one more opinion, but surgery appears likely. It'll be Urquidy's second Tommy John surgery. Jordan Romano, the Toronto Blue Jays, received a shot in his elbow that will prevent him from throwing for at least 5 days. This is the same shot that Romano had in spring training that sidelined him for over a month. Jimmy Garcia received the first save chance on Sunday night, but also be aware that Chad Green has returned to the Blue Jays, so there might be a couple options in the back end of the Jays' bullpen. Robert Gasser of the Milwaukee Brewers has been placed on the IL with elbow tightness soreness. Earlier this year, Gasser was sidelined with bone spurs in his elbow. Gasser is going to seek a second opinion on the injury, but it appears that it might be out for a little bit of time. Jacob Junis is set to start a rehab assignment, which would add some much-needed help to the Brewers' starting rotation. Chris Bryant of the Colorado Rockies was out of Monday's game because he was experiencing soreness after making a difficult catch on Sunday. It's just another setback for Bryant, who can't stay healthy. Kyle Tucker of the Houston Astros was in a scary moment, and it looks like we might have dodged one here, folks. Tucker left Monday's game after fouling a ball off his shin. He had trouble putting pressure on his leg, and he was forced to leave the game. After the game, though, the Astros said x-rays are negative and that Tucker just has a shin contusion. He is day-to-day. I'd expect Tucker to miss a day or two, but hopefully no IL stint is necessary. An interesting one out of the Nationals, C.J. Abrams was out of the Nats lineup for the third straight game with a reported illness. But after the game, it was reported that Abrams has been dealing with a shoulder situation that's been bothering him for some time, and it's making it difficult for Abrams to swing a bat. We shall see what happens tomorrow with this new situation that is unfolding before us. Chase Silseth of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim is set to make his second rehab start on Thursday. He threw three innings in his first rehab start in rookie ball. Silseth may need another start or two after this Thursday outing, since he has been out since April with his elbow injury. He could be a nice replacement since Reed Detmers was sent back to AAA. Michael Conforto of the Giants was activated off the IL on Monday as Blake Snell was placed on the IL with his abductor injury. Conforto was back in the lineup, and Luis Matos was the odd man out for the first game with Conforto back. There was a lot of questions because people said Matos's defense was elite, needs to stay in center field, but Yastrzemski was in center field on Monday, and Yastrzemski has played center field a lot for the Giants. Matos has struggled a bunch after having those like 17 RBIs or whatever it was to start the season. Elliot Ramos should be the guy that sticks around, and he went deep on Monday to prove he deserves to stay. Nuelve Marte of the Cincinnati Reds is 59 games into his 80 games of suspension for PED use. Marte is scheduled to ramp up in the minors on June 11th, so the window to stash Nuelve Marte off the waiver wire is shrinking rapidly. Last but not least, Francisco Alvarez, the New York Mets, there was speculation that Alvarez would return to the Mets this weekend in their London series, but the Mets said on Monday that will not happen as they chose to have him rejoin the team at the beginning of next week, which is a Tuesday for the Mets. All right, before we take a look at the highlights from the day and a look ahead at Tuesday, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some hitting highlights from Monday. I'm not going to do Nolan Gorman again, but hey, he hit two more home runs on Monday. I can't do his highlights every single day, but dude's raking, still striking out a ton with a high BABIP, but enjoy it while it's going. Some other highlights, though. Austin Hayes, 2-for-4 with 2 home runs, 2 runs scored, and 3 RBIs for the Orioles. Hayes returned from the IL on May 15th, and he's now hitting .315 with 2 homers, 5 runs, and 7 RBIs. Not playing every day, but starting to ramp back up and producing quite well. Mark Vientos of the New York Mets obviously is the starting third baseman with Brett Beatty back in AAA, and Vientos is proving why he deserves the stick. On Monday, Vientos went 2-for-3 with the home run, 2-run score, an RBI, and 2 walks. Since Vientos rejoined the Mets on May 15th, he's hitting .327 with 4 home runs, 10 runs scored, and 8 RBIs. Vientos was a popular Fab acquisition this past week. Jaime Candelario of the Reds enjoyed some Coors Field fun, going 2-for-5 with a double, a homer, 2 runs scored, and 2 RBIs on Monday. And Candelario, at the very slow start of the season, has heated up rapidly. And over the last 10 games for the Candyman, he's hitting .300 with 3 home runs, 7 runs scored, and 6 RBIs. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on PitcherList.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Monday. Matt Waldron continues to dazzle with that knuckleball. Not the most dominating performance, but got the job done. Waldron went 6 1/3 innings for the Padres, allowing 1 run on 2 hits, no walks, and 4 strikeouts. Waldron had 4 whiffs and a 21% CSW, which obviously could be better on 95 pitches. Over the last 5 starts for Waldron, he's allowed 6 earned runs with 35 strikeouts over 29 1/3 innings pitched. He's got a nice 2-step this week and is serviceable as a streamer going forward. Andrew Abbott went into Coors Field, not phased with a quality start. 6 innings, 3 earned, 7 hits, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts for Andrew Abbott. He had 13 whiffs and a 27% CSW on 96 pitches. Over Abbott's last 6 starts, he's allowed 3 earned runs or less in 5 of 6 starts with 25 strikeouts and 36 innings pitched. Tyler Anderson continues to pull the smoke and mirror act of the season. On Monday, Anderson went 6 2/3, allowing 1 run, 5 hits, 3 walks, and only 2 strikeouts. Anderson had 9 whiffs but a 30% CSW on 91 pitches. And over Anderson's last 4 starts, he's allowed 4 earned runs, 1 in each start exactly. He has 14 Ks and 26 2/3 innings pitched. Eventually, the BABIP gods will come for Tyler Anderson, and it'll be not so pretty if you're rostering him. Make sure to tune into the Plus Pitch Podcast with Nick Pollock, Reed's daily SP Roundup, to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from the 8 games slate of action on Monday. Jose Alvarado picked up save number 10 against the Milwaukee Brewers. Jake Diekman picked up his 2nd save of the year versus the Washington Nationals. He had to come in because Adam Ottavino almost blew the whole thing. So there's a lot of moving pieces with Edwin Diaz on the IL in New York. Josh Hader picked up his 9th save of the year versus the Cardinals. It's kind of crazy that he's only got 9 with, you know, so many guys. Helsley, I think, has 19 now or something like that. Pretty crazy that Hader has 9 saves. And then Carlos Estevez picked up his 9th save of the year versus the San Diego Padres. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on PitcherList.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, we have a full day of action coming your way on Tuesday. And for DFS, you have a 10-game main slate starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. It's a fun slate. It's a very top-heavy with the great pitching, bottom-heavy with bats to target on pitching. A lot of good stuff there. Some pitchers I'm looking at, Shoto Imanaga versus Chicago White Sox. That should be a fun, nice bounce-back start for Imanaga. Max Fried looks to stay hot against Boston. Dane Dunning versus the Tigers. And if you want to punt, Spencer Arrigetti versus the Cardinals, as Arrigetti has been looking much better of late, and he's super cheap, so it might be worth a GPP play. Some bats I'm looking for on this slate, the Reds in Coors versus Ty Block. It's amazing he's still in the pros, honestly. The Cubs versus Chris Flexen. Really like Baltimore versus Bowden Francis, who's returning from the IL. And the Seattle Mariners versus the A's, Mitch Spence. there's other angles you can go to on the slate. Lots of interesting hitting options available against some bad pitching. But some things I'm looking forward to on Tuesday, some really nice pitching matchups. Kicking it off with Tyler Glasnow and the Dodgers heading into Pittsburgh to take on Jared Jones. That should be a great one, Glasnow versus Jones. In the Battle of Florida, Ryan Pepiot takes on Jesus Luzardo. That should be a banger. Bailey Ober heads into the Bronx to take on Luis Eel, who's just been one of the best pitchers, if not the best pitcher in baseball over the last month. Max Fried, like I said, looks to stay hot going into Boston to take on Cutter Crawford, who's been outstanding. And the Braves offense has been pretty bad of late, so that should be a fun one. Jack Flaherty looks to stay red hot, just like Tariq Skubal did on Monday. Flaherty heads into Texas to take on Dane Dunning, who's been sneaky good, folks. Sneaky good. Then Adam Mazur makes his debut against Los Angeles Angels Anaheim and Patrick Sandoval. All fun matchups in that one. Well, that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Before we head on out of here, make sure y'all go to pitcherlist.com. Go check out PL Plus and PL Pro. Sign up. Join the club. You won't regret it. You get invited into the amazing Discord. You get cool tools like PLV Plus. You get the awesome Fab Weekend podcast by Nick Pollock. You get some projections and so much more. So check it all out there. PL Plus, PL Pro on pitcherlist.com. That'll do it, folks. Another episode in the books. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Tuesday's action on the diamond and get you ready for Wednesday. But for now, this is your First Pitch Podcast Tuesday, June 4th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.